No, I'm a burrito now. I can't talk.
That is correct. I'm now a burrito and I can't talk. So stop asking me questions.
I had a bad day at work, so I came home, found this giant tortilla on this bed and wrapped myself up and well, now I am a burrito.
Of course I can't talk. I'm a burrito and burritos can't talk. Have you ever seen a talking burrito?
No. No, I'm not talking.
What don't you understand? I'm a burrito and burritos can't talk, so therefore I'm not talking. Because I'm a burrito.
Look, if you think that I'm talking, then there's something wrong with you. You're the one having conversations with a burrito. And so maybe talk to someone about that.
Yes, it's a tortilla.
No, it's not a blanket. It's a tortilla.
You're so frustrating. I'm a burrito. Burritos are my definition wrapped in tortillas.
Ergo, this is a tortilla.
Tortillas can't be rectangular. Don't be shapeless.
Tortillas can be rectangular.
Doritos are tortilla and they are freaking triangles. And you can make a rectangle out of triangles. And you can't make a circle out of triangles. No matter how many you have.
Okay, Mr. Smart Pants. You can approximate a circle with a bunch of triangles, but it will never really be a circle.
But whatever you're talking about, I'm a burrito. Not a mathematician or geometrist or whatever. Plus, I can't talk, so I can't argue.
Am I from Chipto? Do you see any tin foil around me?
I'm just a sad, cheap microwave oven burrito from a gas station. Well, obviously, I've had my plastic wrapper removed.
I don't know what you're going to do with a giant burrito in the middle of your bed. It's a unique situation. I guess you're going to have to sleep around the burrito then.
No, I am not your burrito. I'm nobody's burrito. You can't own a burrito. Finest Keepers doesn't apply to burritos.
No, it doesn't. The Supreme Court said it back in the 19s.
The court determined that the defendant was not entitled to ownership of a burrito that he found on the street just because he yelled Finest Keepers when he found it. The burrito was granted full autonomy over their own personhood.
Okay, fine. Their own burritohood, I guess.
I suppose the circumstances are a little different since I'm in your house, but it's still yours.
I'm a burrito, not a lawyer, so I can't offer you legal advice. Plus, I can't talk, so I literally can't offer you legal advice.
Do what you want.
You're seriously patting a burrito? That's weird.
What do you mean you're rubbing the burrito's back?
Burritos don't have backs.
Nope, burritos are cylinders. Cylinders don't have backs. Although, again, I'm not a mathematician. And also, I can't talk.
You want to cuddling your burrito?
What should I do with you? But you should question yourself if you maybe have a burrito fetish or something.
Hey, do not tickle a burrito. That's burrito etiquette rule number one. Stop it. Just let me be a sad girl burrito in peace.
Hey, don't turn me over. You break the seam, all of the filling will fall out.
Checking to see what's in it?
It's just a sad burrito girl.
What else do you think it is?
No, stop. You can't just open up a burrito. You finished it!
Really?
Oops. You said girl burrito has a sad girl feeling.
Yes, this particular sad girl burrito still has underwear on. It's standard toppings for the variety.
You can so get a bra and panties on a Chipto burrito.
I mean, it's not on the menu or anything, but if you ask, they add it. It's like cilantro.
You can't just go picking things off your burrito just because you don't want them. You're violating burrito protocol.
Well, you should care. I bet you care when the FBI shows up.
No, not that FBI. I'm talking about the freaking burrito inspectors. Burrito cops, they throw your ass in jail if they catch you doing this.
Okay, fine. Now you have your naked sad girl burrito. Will you wrap my tortilla back around me and let me be?
A taste? What do you mean you want a taste?
Hey, it tastes. I'm trying to become a burrito for real. You're so weird. I mean, who eats a burrito like this? I'm basically a taco at this point. It's insulting.
No, the opposite. It's insulting to tacos. Sad guy station burritos aren't as good as even the worst tacos.
Who just uses a tip of the tongue like that to eat a taco? You think you found a bean to taste? What? Hey, that's a clit! It's good. Please keep going. You got me there. I'm not the burrito anymore. No. I was the burrito for real, but now I'm not anymore. Well, now I'm just a formerly sad girl who has a really sweet and handsome boyfriend who puts up with her when she's silly and is silly with her and never fails to make her feel better. And also, they fuck. Like right now, right here on this tortilla. Yeah, get up here and kiss me. Plus, I was going to start making terrible burrito sex terms like fill me with your creamer. That would ruin the mood, I guess. So, let's just fuck us humans and avoid that. I can tell you are eager. I'm okay with it. Your smile always warms me up. Don't hesitate. After all, it was you who made me want more. Deeper. Hard. Oh, it's not good. I want you to come inside me. I want us to come together, please. God, oh fuck, oh, it's too much, I can't. Yes, let's come together, I guess. Was what we both needed, I guess. Nope, I'm a sad girl no longer. I'm a very, very happy and lucky girl who is very much in love with you. Nope, I promise you that I'm no longer a burrito in any way. Okay. Although I still can't talk. Nope, I can't talk. Nope. Well, because now I'm a cream pie, and everyone knows that cream pies can't talk, right? Oh. Okay, then we both have cream pies. Very cute and handsome, pretty cream pies.